passing it in either.
What's that?
I'm not gonna pass it in at the end either.
Oh, is the microphone set up for question and comment session?
Oh, that's for short people.
Beach.
Okay, 5:30, Tuesday, July 5th. I'd like to call the special council meeting to order. If someone would approve the agenda. By Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor Hawks, the agenda be approved. All those in favor? You'll note because it's a special council meeting, I didn't call for any additions because there can be no additions to a special council meeting. Public question comment session. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address council? If so, please give your name and your civic address. To speak this evening. Library site selection. So the purpose of this special council meeting is to further discuss site selection for a library. And it was the will of council to have this meeting, so who wishes to speak? Councilor Brown.
I think we went through the vote, and it was a tied vote last time, too, which means it's a lost vote. So I think we have to bring it back and have another discussion over the site selection that we had. We've got a committee that this council impaneled to make a recommendation on a site. We went through all the sites that were available that would possibly fit, and we came up with the one that actually worked the best. It met all of the criteria, and it happens to be luckily one that we own. You know, we knew that council was not happy with that location for one reason or another. So we went back to the committee and we looked at that lot at again, and it was still unanimous amongst all the people on that committee that that is the best, absolute best location for a library in Southern Queens. We have people on our committee. We have teachers, we have homeschoolers, we have people with master's degrees in library sciences. We have library administrators. You know, like these are professional people who make their lives about libraries. They're people who have designed libraries, they're people who have built libraries, they're people who have sited libraries in different communities with a lot of experience. And these are the people that we've asked to make this decision for us to recommend to council. And this council, we've looked at it twice, and it comes back that this is the ultimate best spot for the library in Southern Queens.
Thank you, Councilor Brown. Anyone else wish to speak? Deputy Mayor Muse.
I'm glad there's a library committee, but also people that I talked to didn't think it was good. I got an email and I forwarded it to council. I should have got a copy of it and read it off here. And that was from Peter Ripple on maybe looking at buying the building that the library is in now and fixing that up. Just an idea. I don't know if it was thought about, you know. And then I hear people they'd like to see the library down the waterfront. So I don't know.
Deputy Mayor Muse. Councilor Charlton.
I'd just like to note that the last time we spoke about this, this motion wasn't tied. It was a 5-3 defeat for the site location at Queen's Place. The motion that was tied was the motion I put forward to refer this back to the steering committee to come up with a location on the for the preschool, that's also centralized in town. She's got typically two classes of three-year-olds and two classes of four-year-olds during her operating season, which would be about 24 kids. She is a frequent library user. So I still feel the same way, that I don't have a specific place where I think the library, I'm certainly not starting to dictate it needs to go here or there on a specific app, but I would like to see it centralized to the schools so that the schools can utilize the library.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? It's gonna be a pretty short meeting. Before I recognize Councilor Brown again. Councilor Brown?
I think for a lot of the arguments with respect to what Deputy Mayor Muse says, and I apologize to council for getting that wrong about it being a tie vote, that was my mistake. With respect to the building that's in now, I think, you know, we're looking at the shape of the building it's in bad shape, and you know, the library has approached us for the last number of years to have it replaced. There's water coming through the building, there's electrical issues. You go into any of the buildings, there you can smell mildew, so I'm sure there's probably mold, there's, you know, with any water issue. I think rebuilding that building is probably a non-starter. But it, you know, if it's the will of council, what council wants, then we would have to, as a committee, go back and look at that. As far as the location downtown, you know, when I talked to some of the library staff, they'd gone to the school to try to get the schools using the libraries more, and they didn't make it through the whole run of classes before the school dropped out of that plan to bring them in there. So I don't know if having it beside the school, if they're not taking advantage of it to the full extent now, how that would help by having it, you know, a little further away. You know, I don't think that would help, but Queens Care Society has said that, you know, their location for the seniors' home is going to be over by the Queens Place AmeriCenter. And I think our seniors are a huge demographic that uses the library. I think they, you know, they're probably a bigger demographic than any group. And part of the reason they wanted to be there was to put them in the center of the community where so much stuff is happening. So I think, you know, you talk about 100 kids maybe not being able to go there, but you're also taking 100 seniors who may not be able to go to another spot if we pick a different spot. There's been a lot of discussion about the pool. This is going to take away from the pool. This is not an either or argument. You know, we've got the money to do both. They have to be taken in order, and this spot does not take away from the spot that the Aquatic Society chose for their primary location. There's no conflict there. I respectfully submit that I think that is the best location in Queens County for this library. I think any other place that you put it is going to raise the budget, or we're not going to have a very good library. So I think if council, you know, if we as a council decide that we are going to force this to another spot, we either have to look at increasing the budget or deciding that we don't want a very nice library. So I think that's, you know, what we have to decide here.
Going back to our previous meeting, when we brought this forward to discuss it tonight, to have this special meeting. In our last meeting, we talked about staff being understaffed. We have no, can't fulfill the things that are going on. I'm just wondering, at this point in time, why are we considering a library when there's so much other things on the go? Church Street, the sewer, water, storm. Main Street, Age of the Summer, the sewer that I put in, the water storm also, the street upgrade, the sidewalk on the town bridge, splash pad at the park. There's a lot of things going on, and maybe you should take a break on this and look at this in the next fiscal year, or in the next year, and concentrate on what we have going on. That we're understaffed,
those sites were all discussed and they were all rejected for one reason or another. One, because it was next to an industrial spot with potential for polluted ground. Others, because there was no outside space for kids' programs to play outside. We don't own the land. You end up with a two-story library on a very small piece of land. You know, one of the other ones that was looked at was the Legion site, and that, you know, with our new land use bylaws, we would have to be probably 100 feet back from the water. I don't know if we have the proper elevation there. And, you know, the cost, it's old. It's not old landfill. That whole area is landfilled, and the cost of putting a foundation in there is probably going to add $1 million to the cost of the library. So if we want to force the library to that site, then you're looking at a budget that goes from $3 million to $4 million. And that's my guess. That's not being from what our building people said, with the cost of putting in the new foundation, the remediation, building the land up to be above level, it would be that. And I think we also get to the point that if we start to force that site, you know, how many of you are going to want to go down and tell the people that are selling on the food trucks that they're going to have to move? Now, this becomes a political decision, and, you know, I think politics have gotten in the way of good decision making on this, in my feeling, but that's just my feeling.
Okay, so please address the chair and not one another. Councilor Merrill.
$2 million, or how much are we talking about?
The budget was $3 million.
And just for clarification of the tourist bureau, when that was built, I believe came in around $600,000 with money from ACOA. And the majority of the money went in the stuff underground, the pilings that had to be put underground because of the water pressure from underneath. So it's an incredibly expensive place to build. And as we all know from the CBLC report, it's a flood zone waiting to happen. Councillor Charlton?
Yes, they still go back to the same points for me. And I feel like council's sort of being a bit bullied that we didn't choose this site and the site was defeated. So I feel like we should go back to the table and see what's possible. We don't have all the facts in front of us about the cost either. But this state, I feel like there's a heavy presence of this library going over at Queen's Place based off the fact that we have a long-term care facility going there. But you all need to keep in mind that that long-term care facility has transit. The preschool has no transit options. The daycare has no transit options. I know a broken record here, but it just doesn't seem to be digested. I mean, the manor has an excellent program where they take their residents here, there, and everywhere. But the youth in our community in these certain circumstances don't have the same opportunities. So, and again, we had those facts about the poverty rates and the development, and we want to get more youth in the library. So I don't think we should be saying, well, the school's not really utilizing it that great now, so it's not really a concern if you go even a little further. It just makes it that much harder, and it gives them more barriers. So I don't understand why we're not focusing on the youth context of this. Like, yes, Queen's Place is great over there. There's lots of things over there, but I don't think it has to be the all end all. And I don't know how many people from council were out in town the last 2 weekends, privateer days and then the candidates celebrations. It was so nice to see all the hustle and bustle on that side of town again, and we always talk about how we can try to make that brighter and better. So I feel like this would be a good opportunity. Where that is, I don't have all the answers in front of me to say, well, this makes sense or that doesn't. But representing the people of these schools and daycares and preschools and things like that, I'm still not in favor. I don't understand why we're still talking about that specific location. So if someone could please clarify that, it would be appreciated.
You are correct, people. The purpose of this meeting is to talk about new site selection, but there's nothing to prevent a councillor from speaking about the past site, nor is there any prevention at a future meeting for calling for reconsideration of that motion. Before you speak, I was requested to read a letter. This is not an opinion, it's simply a letter that was sent to me for the record, because the person, Jessica Jodrian, she sent it to all of you, but she's requested that I read it because she was unable to be present. Good evening, Mayor Norman and councilors. My name is Jessica Jodrian, and I've lived in Queens County for about 7 years now. I'm here tonight because I'm very passionate about this new library being built in Queens County, and the council meeting on June 14th has left me pretty discouraged. I'm a longtime library user. I used the old library in Bridgewater on King Street as a kid when I grew up in Lunenburg County. I've used the Margaret Henniger Library since it was built. Since moving to Queens County, I visit the Thomas H. Riddall Library weekly. I check out books both physical and online. I've attended programs. I use the internet access, and I use the space often to tutor teenagers. I see all the benefits a library can have. It's not only a place to check out books anymore, but so much more than that. I'm also a member of the steering committee for the new Queens County Library. I spent hours with the committee poring over the pros and cons of numerous sites for a new library. We unanimously chose this new site near the Amherst Center, and I'm sure council can appreciate how impressive a unanimous decision in a room full of people and varying opinions. I truly believe this site we've chosen is the best and only viable option for a new library. I've listened to the June 14th council meeting, and I understand the concerns that were brought forward by the councilors, but our committee has already discussed these things at length, trust me. The other sites to be considered are not practical. They're surrounded by industrial areas, or the budget would need to be significantly increased in order to build there. I appreciate thinking of kids in this decision. I've been a teacher in Queens County for 4 years at the adult high level, the high school, and the middle school level. I've asked students of all ages what they need. I like to think I know what they need, and none of the other sites that are available can give that. We aren't taking up all the available land in the areas. So there isn't a reason future projects wouldn't be able to build that same area. The proposed site is bigger, is more open, and is in a less hidden, making it more accessible to the rest of Queens, whether it be people from Port Medway like me, no longer having to go through town to the many other residents who can pop in after they stop at Sobeys, Superstore, or Dollarama. We have to keep in mind that this is a library for Queens County. It's not Liverpool's library. I could talk for hours about the amazing opportunities this site has for a new library. How amazing it would be to have residents of the new long-term care facility be able to access the library so closely. The increase in foot traffic, membership, and attendance to programs it would have being so close to the Amherst Center, the new play park, and the skate park. How it would be a much more visible area, meaning again, more membership, more people going to the library initially because it's near something and not hidden in the trees. You, council, decided to have a steering committee for this new library. That means that you thought it was valuable to have a group of passionate, smart, experienced, and dedicated people making decisions about this library. Again, I truly believe, as both a Queens County resident and an avid library user, that this location the committee has chosen is the best possible site that we have, and I hope you take that into consideration. Thank you. That's just a note that asked.
I appreciate your comments very much. However, the committee was formed to make recommendations. They made a recommendation, came to council. Council makes a decision. Council did not agree with the recommendation. So I feel what happens now should go back to the committee for a new site recommendation.
That's
as simple as that. I mean, there's like we can sit here and discuss this. No, we want to hear because of this. We want to hear. No, council has looked at it. Council does not agree with the site. That site goes back to square one. And I appreciate her. I appreciate the people on the board. I on the committee. I like the work that they do. However, they make recommendations. That's where it stops.
Any other comments? Deputy Mayor Muse.
People do watch the council meetings, and I had a few calls after the council meeting. Some wasn't impressed that the council had turned that location down, but talking to them, they weren't really offered in the other locations, is what I'm understanding, but that was just a couple of comments. The other thing is, you know, some people said, put it down to Crossing Family Services, and I found out that it was always planned on putting some kind of building there. The sewage and the water is run underground there, ready for a hookup. That was one place they said. They also said about the Legion. I understand it's a lot of work to put it in the Legion. They also, some of the ex-librarians have got a hold of me and said that a two-story building would work a lot better than one. And the reasons are the kids can have playrooms upstairs and stuff, and it doesn't bother the adults downstairs. So this is just some of the stuff that they're calling and telling me. You know, and they said that, you know, they find that it is out of town. A lot of the people that walk there now will not walk across that bridge. So I'm just telling what people call and told me.
Charlton? Excuse me, clarify, we're in a discussion, so we're just looking for direction of where we're going next. So I would agree with Ralph on the fact that we could talk about this, everyone has a different opinion, but that site location was defeated, so we just need to go back to the committee and a new site brought forward.
Counselor Brown?
We're back to that site because the committee was tasked with finding the best site, and we came up with the best site, and that stays on the board. If we as a council want a different site, then we have to change the terms of reference. Because I think if you send us back and say to find the best site of the ones available, the same arguments may bring us back to the exact same site. That's why we're still discussing it. If you want us to pick the best site that you like, then tell us that.
Counselor Romero.
Did the committee have any discussions on other sites since the last council meeting?
If it's the will of council, this can be sent back to the committee, and the committee would have some choices. The committee can either resign and say, build your library, or the committee can send the letter as suggested regarding the current site, or the committee can look at the other sites it disallowed and came up with a second best site. Those would I see as potentials, but then I've also heard from a counselor who feels we shouldn't be in the library building business at this point in time. I didn't hear any support for that. So there's many, Counselor Charlton, I see your hand, please let me finish. So there's many sites, options, and there's various feelings. We know we have a counselor who will not attend meetings unless we're talking about a library pool together. So this has become very divisive, all heard from different people. My opinion is we will not have a library. Councilor Charles.
I think it's unfair to put comments out there like that, Mayor Norman, and suggesting that the committee may resign. I sit on planning advisory committee. We went through those municipal planning strategy documents. We brought what we thought was reasonable. That also is an advisory committee. And when we sat around this table, we all, every one of us, made tweaks to that municipal planning strategy. So I find those comments unfair. And when we're talking about a divide, those comments divide us. So I do not appreciate those comments.
And Councillor Charlton, there's been many comments in this council chamber that have been likewise accepted. But that is my opinion of the path we are going on.
I'd like to move to send this back to the committee for a new site location.
It's been moved by Councillor Charlton that this be sent back to the committee, seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. All those in favor?
If I may, before you vote, I think if you send it back without criteria, you'll come back with the exact same recommendation. So I think you need to establish what the criteria is for the committee to choose a different site, because otherwise I expect they will come back with the exact same site.
So I think think what he's referring to is if you're correct.
No, it's a new site location, not the one we have. How would we get the same site location when we're asking for a new location?
Because you're giving the exact same terms of reference to the committee to find the best site.
Queens County Library, they're doing extensions in North Queens, maybe North Queens School, I don't know, like, really. I mean, if you want it, perhaps it should be, I mean, definitely, so you don't want it at Queens Place, so I guess to council. So does it have to be this side of the bridge? Is that a criteria? That it be within 2 blocks of Main Street. I understand what CEO McNeil is saying.
Because they may come back and say it should be in Brooklyn or Milton, but if that's unacceptable, then you need to tell them right now that's unacceptable.
Councilor Brown?
In reference to when we did the land use bylaw, we did send that back to committee with our recommendations. So I think if you want something different from the committee, a different answer, we have to send them with recommendations of what we will accept. And I don't think just saying pick a new spot, you may get the answer you want, but we, you know, if there's criteria, we as a committee would like to know what they are, what's going to be acceptable.
Deputy Mayor Muse.
I have a little problem with saying, you know, we can make a motion to say you keep it on this side of the bridge, but committee may know of another place over on that side of the bridge that would work. So I, you know, I can make a motion that we send it back and tell the committee to keep it on this side of the bridge. If you want that.
So that's, a motion's been made and seconded it.
Yep.
So you are now going to amend.
Yep.
A motion?
Well, was it because we...
No, we didn't vote to second.
We didn't vote on
that. That's correct. So that motion did not get on the floor. So Deputy Mayor Muse has made a motion that the recommendation be sent back to the committee, that it be established on the... I can't say this side of the bridge, can I?
Isn't that the same motion that was defeated 4-4 at the last meeting?
Pretty much.
My motion was to refer this back to the library steering committee and that they be directed to only recommend a site in the downtown core.
Yep, so that needed, that motion can't be made again.
So if it's worded differently, why?
Because it's the same intent.
Could it be a motion that it's sent back to the library steering committee that a site location be made as accessible to our schools and free schools? What can we do here?
Already put the motion respecting the downtown core. Motion suggesting the Rickwire School would then put one in that area of Liverpool. If that's an area of Liverpool concerned about a school, and that's the Rickwire School, that would be a school. But any motion suggesting, unless you simply stated anywhere except Queens Place, that's criteria.
So there's, Captain Mayor, you said that there could be another location on the same town street or wherever. Or the concern has been, I guess, centralized, so have we ready put a motion forward that a new site location comes forward that's in close proximity to the existing library? I don't understand how a lot is said here, and no one is giving me any suggestions, so I understand that you're frustrated with how this is going, but I need some feedback here.
Well, it was clearly defeated at the last motion that the committee look at something close to the downtown. So when you speak about the schools, they are close to the downtown.
We're getting caught up on words.
No, it's the content of words.
Can we ask our CAO what he would suggest, because one of those votes that defeated the 4-4 tie was because it didn't have a pool attached to it, it had nothing to do with where it was even going.
It was defeated regardless of the reason.
And what can we put on the floor for a motion?
I have no idea. Because I believe it's just a standstill at this point in time. My brain is not of your thinking, so therefore I cannot help you at this point in time. But maybe our CAO can, because he is a staff person who may be able to come up with a suggestion.
Well, what I suggested before is I'm not sure, so the committee was tasked with coming up with what the best location for a library is. And they came up with criteria that they wished to see. And then based on that criteria, staff went out and found every available piece of land that met that criteria. Okay, then the committee went through all those locations and determined that there was only one location that was suitable, and it was the best location, and the other seven were not suitable for various reasons. And so that's based on the best location for a library, which from a staff's perspective and from the steering committee's perspective, they want this location that's the best for the library that's going to serve Queens County. Okay? It's not for one particular group or two particular groups, it's for what's best for everybody. And it doesn't really matter where we locate it. There's always going to be people that are a little bit farther away, there's going to be a little bit of people that don't have access to transportation, there's going to be people that don't have access to a sidewalk to walk there. And so the steering committee has gone through all those different scenarios and talked about all those things. And as Ms. Jodry, who's on the committee, said, it was shocking that it was unanimous still with all the people from North Queens on the committee, South Queens,
point
East.
Point of order.
For
the
what
question
reason?
Was, how can we remedy this? We know the history behind it, we know everything behind it. What can we do? How can we make a decision? How do we make a motion for this?
I don't think that's a point of order. He's simply explaining the reasoning why it's difficult to give a suggestion as to what we can change it. In what I'm sitting here thinking now, maybe council needs to have a meeting, and maybe council wants to choose the location.
That's not our job.
Well,
you're making it your job. When you turned down what the committee said, you made it your job.
Let's talk through the chair.
Okay.
Councilor Charlton.
I would just like to have my question asked of how at the word this motion, given that the last one was defeated and needs to be reworded, our CAO can give a recommendation on how I go about rewording that so I can put this motion on the floor. This is becoming ridiculous.
We have to change the terms of reference, I would think.
Certainly didn't change the terms of reference for the Planning Advisory Committee. And when we met to change all those recommendations to clarify that didn't come back to the Planning Advisory Committee.
Councillor Charlton, this is totally different. The terms of reference for Planning Advisory Committee are basically, they're members of a Planning Advisory Committee. They were given terms of reference on how to create a land use document.
I don't know if I just keep throwing out motions. I'd like to make a motion to refer this back to the steering committee for them to come up with their second best option.
So it's a move by Councilor Charlton that the steering committee present a second choice best option, and then seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Question, Councilor Brown.
Will this motion have any additions to the funding in case the second best option requires a lot of extra funding to make it work?
Just in answer to that, I think that's a wait and see. And if it does, then that's another deliberation that council would have to have at another time.
Okay. I just want to find out.
That's nothing to do with the motion.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor?